Thank you for joining us on Champions of Destiny for another wonderful time in continuation of our study for the month titled Vision, Building the Life of Your Dreams in a Challenging Time. We have looked at the meaning, importance and sources of vision. Today, we will consider how to secure and pursue vision. We have a guiding text from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. I read, I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaints. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not right within him. But the righteous shall live by faith. So let's go ahead and look at how to secure and pursue your vision. You know, once I had to close my eyes and move around for a while. This is to appreciate the gift of sight and to have a glimpse of what those who are visually impaired are going through. You can try that for some minutes and see. I bet you, you will appreciate the power of vision. Now, Habakkuk realized that it was his responsibility to secure a vision from God. What did he do? He positioned himself to get it from God. It is your sole responsibility to be visionary. So you have to see it for yourself. No one will see it for you. Therefore, position yourself to obtain it. With a clear and inspired mind, you can secure a great picture for your future. Having God is an advantage for you as a believer, since every true vision comes from God, and it is secured through prayers and in times of watchful meditation. Another dimension to securing your vision is the security of it. So you cannot afford to give up or lose sight of your vision. Otherwise, you will live a dissatisfied and mediocre life. Several things will come against your vision, like Joseph and his brothers in the book of Genesis. The brother says, here comes the dreamer. Let's kill him and see what becomes of his dreams. They were after his big dreams, not just his life. And it is dangerous to be blind to your future. Of course, like Samson and the Philistines. The first thing the Philistines did to Samson was they plucked out his eyes. Do not fall to the trap of the enemy. Do not allow circumstances to affect your once clear vision. It was Mordecai who reminded Esther in the book of Esther. He said, you were born for such a time as this. So for Habakkuk to secure his vision, God told him to write it down and make it plain. Now, here are five important points to help you secure your vision. Number one, make it plain. The first step to transfer your vision from mental to the physical realm is to write it down. Write it in clear and plain form. Put it always before your eyes. Number two, give it life by your words and meditation. Words, Jesus said, are spirit and life. So your words and meditation works as life and energy to your dreams. So you have to meditate on it and speak it always. What you repeat stays alive. Hey, you have to remember anyway that it is your vision. Mind who you share it with. Number three, run with it. Run with your vision. Pursue your vision by setting goals and plans. A vision not pursued becomes only a fruitless, wishful dream. Goals are set in the pursuit of the future of your dreams. In other words, you will know if you are pursuing the vision of your future by the goals you set. It is in pursuit of the desired outcome of life that makes one to set goals in life. I take that again. It is in pursuit of the desired outcome of life that makes one to set goals in life. Now, number 4. Vision is secured by faith and principles. I see faith as belief expressed in action. Faith is belief expressed in action. It means believe your vision despite all odds and go after it. You cannot believe in a great vision and cast off restraints, as the Bible says, or live without principles that will guarantee its manifestation. Everyone with vision always build their lives based on principles that will lead them towards fulfilling that vision. Number 5. Patience and persistence are important to secure and pursue vision. Now, Habakkuk 2 says, if vision seems low, wait for it. It will surely come. The time you got vision and when it will manifest may be far apart. Stay hopeful and learn to build momentum while you wait for the appointed time. See Jesus, can take him as an example. He knew his mission even as at 12 years of age. But he had to be studying and doing menial jobs for 30 long years. I prophesy over your life. Your vision will surely come. It will not delay in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Amato saying, thank you for listening and God bless you.